This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.
If you don't use it, you lose it. At least, that's how the old aphorism goes. It refers to the idea that something which does not get utilised regularly quickly falls into a state of decline. For example, a hobby that you haven't done for a few years, like playing the trumpet. You might find yourself a bit rusty the next time you pick one up, or maybe you've forgotten altogether. Muscles are another example. They will waste away without use. In order to counteract this, people take regular exercise to keep their skills sharp. Well, what about the brain? As we age, our brains can naturally begin to decline. In some cases, this can lead to certain mental conditions, such as dementia, which I'm sure you will agree no one wants. However, all is not lost because these days it's relatively easy to train your brain. Smartphones and apps have put programs into our hands that can test, maintain, and even augment our memories, mathematical skills, logic skills, and a raft of other mental abilities. With a little practice every day, we can keep our brains nice and sharp, right? Well, no, actually. According to a report from the Global Council on Brain Health, even though many people thought it was important to play online games, such as puzzles and mind games, which are designed to improve brain health, the evidence of the benefits was weak to non-existent. Playing a brain game may lead to improvements in game performance, but this has yet to show a convincing result in people's daily cognitive abilities. In other words, doing hundreds of Sudoku puzzles might make you a Sudoku wizard, but it doesn't necessarily improve your ability to do your accounting. It's not all doom and gloom, though. There are other ways to stimulate the old grey matter. It recommends seeking out new activities that challenge the way you think and are socially engaging while leading to a healthy lifestyle. Among their suggestions are practicing Tai Chi, taking photography classes, learning new technologies, gardening, art projects, or volunteering. There's more good news too. James Goodwin, chief scientist at Age UK, has said that brain decline is not inevitable. As long as the activities are new to you and require your concentrated attention, they can provide benefits for brain health. So, make haste. Get out there and try something new. Maybe it's time to try that hobby you've always wanted to do. And as for me, I'm off to learn the piano.
Takeaway English from the BBC.